WKNR, Dearborn, is together.
We love God, love rock and roll. It's 10:07 on WKNR 13 with Bill Garcia on this Thursday night.
These are the sounds of the 70s. Brand new sounds. The sound of music. The sound of humor. It's the sound of a whole new world a-coming. Can you hear it? Don't let it slip by you. An FM stereo radio gets it all together. Michigan Mobile Radio will install it in your car. Hear the sound of the 70s no matter where you go. In stereo. Brave sounds in stereo. Or sad sounds in stereo. Your sound in stereo. FM Multiplex Stereo Radio Sound. From only $79.95. Michigan Mobile Radio. Livernois, one block south of 8 Mile. On Warren, three blocks east of Southfield. Gratiot, two blocks north of 12 Mile. The sounds of the 70s in stereo.
Coming at some time within this hour, I'm going to give away an album and a pair of tickets for the Elvis Show at the Olympia, September 11th. Susan Jackson. With Bill Garcia. Listen, if you got a request, why don't you give me a call right at County Key Street Company at 298-4777.
Look what they've done to my summer. Look what they've done to my song. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they've done. Wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. Well, if I could find a real good book and never have to come out and look at what they've done to my soul. and turned it upside down, Ma. Look what they've done to my song.
WKNR News. One 27-year-old man is dead, the result of a shooting at 13160 Outer Drive this afternoon. Police spokesman Fred Williams says the victim is Robert Larry.
Investigation disclosed that Larry went to the apartment of Charles Manco, 31 years old, and asked Mr. Manco's wife if he was in. Mrs. Manco told Larry that her husband was sleeping. Larry forced his way in with a gun in his hand and started toward the bedroom where Manco was and shouted, "I want my money or my car." At this point, several shots were heard. Charles Manco was questioned by Homicide Bureau detectives and released.
Williams says that Larry had been shot twice in the back, twice in the chest, and once in the leg. Dearborn police still have no clues in their investigation of a body found at the Dearborn golf course today. The bodies of a man, who he was, how he got there, and how he died remain a mystery. United Auto Workers negotiators will be putting their heads together at Solidarity House tomorrow after a day of tough contract negotiations today. Prior to this afternoon's resumption of bargaining with the union, Chrysler Vice President John Leary accused the UAW of not being specific in wage demands. Later, President Leonard Woodcock admitted the charge was true, but said that's the way it always is.
We have to begin with such a high figure to allow the necessary latitude of bargaining. We'd have a big propaganda battle about that, and it's for this reason we're never specific with regard to the matter. This has always happened before, but they have always come back with a relatively realistic proposal when they made their initial offer, and we bargained from there. This they have not done this time.
Over at GM, company negotiator Earl Bramblett had some cursory comments about the union, then talked about the automaker's cost of living proposal.
In our proposal, provision was made for a continuation of the cost of living protection on the same basis as in the 1967 agreement, an important advantage not enjoyed by the vast majority of workers in this country. We have a large, solid economic proposal on the table. If it is not acceptable to the union, then they have an obligation to spell out what would be acceptable. A sure way to back into a strike that nobody wants is not to let us know what it takes to avoid one so that a decision can be made one way or the other.
Woodcock went on to accuse the automakers of shirking their responsibility and coming up with some specifics on which a contract could eventually be based. No rock festival at Goose Lake this weekend. The Corton Junction is barring that. So, park owner Dick Songer says they're going political.
The youth of today want to know what's going on at Goose Lake Park, and they want to know what's going on in the political nature in this state. And for this reason, on Sunday, this September the 6th, we're going to have an old-fashioned political rally tuned to the 18-year-old.
That rally is free. Entry to the park is $2. Attorney General Frank Kelly still maintains he will try to stop the placing of the question of parochiate on the November ballot, even after the State Board of Canvassers today ruled there are a sufficient number of valid signatures on petitions calling for a referendum on it. Kelly plans to appeal a state appeals court ruling yesterday allowing the vote. Kelly contends the language on the petitions is illegal. The U.S. State Department has backed Israel's charges of Egyptian ceasefire violations. It says it wants the violations to stop. President Nixon conferred with members of the Senate Finance Committee and offered more concessions on his proposed family assistance plan. He got no assurances of passage. In sports, two-run homers by Reggie Smith and Rico Petrocelli powered the Boston Red Sox to a 5-2 victory over the Tigers. Smith hit his 22nd homer of the season in the first inning. Petrocelli capped the three-run third with his 24th homer, both blows off loser Joe Niekro. At Wolverine Raceway, 4-7, paid $148.40. President Nixon says Vince Lombardi was tops in his field because he was able to help others discover the best that was in themselves. The president said, like the power sweep, which the game is trademarked, the power of Vince Lombardi's personality swept the world of sports and made a lasting impact on the life of all it touched. Lombardi died today of abdominal cancer. WKNR News Time, 10:18.
And the stars, like the Arabs, will fold their tents, and the night shall be filled with music, your music. Music you choose, uninterrupted. In your car, in your home. A trip, either way. No commercials, no messages. Except your own. Are you hip? Now the hype. You can't have your music when you want it. It will cost some bread, but it's worth it. A stereo tape deck in your car, only $38.80. In your home with two wood-clad speakers from $79.95. Michigan Mobile Radio makes it easy. There's an MMR equipment and installation center on Livernois, one block south of 8 Mile. On Warren, three blocks east of Southfield. Gratiot, two blocks north of 12 Mile. Ask about a stereo tape player for your home, for your car. It's a trip worth taking. And they call him Crazy Jack.
WKNR weather for Clinton Township, Trenton, and all of the Detroit metropolitan area. Windy with a chance of showers or thundershowers tonight. Low, the low 60s. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow. High near 80. Wind southwest at 10. Humidity 84%. The temperature 74. Scott White, WKNR News. Bill Garcia, WKNR Music. Yes, they released a brand new album today by them. And it comes in a plain white sealed envelope. It does, it really does. There's no cover to it. But anyhow, that's called Soul Shake. It's 1026 on WKNR-13.
Hello, Mission Control. This is Jupiter 7.
Roger, Jupiter.
Now, we have an environmental problem here. Food.
Did you already eat those plastic bags full?
Negative. Plenty of little plastic bags. We're out of Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Roger, Jupiter. Suggest you eat the stuff in the plastic bag.
Houston, we want our fish and chips.
Arthur Treacher. The original fish and chips.
Houston Control, it's Jupiter 7. We're coming back.
Arthur Treacher's original fish and chips. 5952 Telegraph, two blocks short, Fort Road.
Take your heart away.
WKNR, Dearborn, is together.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. Yeah, we're happy. Da, da, da.
degrees. Is that sure enough for you? Available in the city right now. By the way, the amount of last-minute entries of the Key to Words contest was overwhelming, and so was the quality of the lyrics. So the judges have asked for an extension to study the entries being considered for the winning spot. And the winner will be announced on Extension Tuesday afternoon on the WKNR's Dan Henderson Show. So you dig it, right? 3 Dog 9. The Bill Garcia is wailing along on a Thursday. 298-4777. Want to call? Say hi. Travel out in the country. Close your eyes and dream. Coming up in just about 1 minute.
Western music, and I dig country western boots, dude boots, from Tom McCann.
Tom McCann and WKNR present the Moody Blues Friday, September 18th at Cobo Hall. You may be one of 50 winners of pairs of tickets to the concert. Our first prize winner of a Panasonic Stereo Music Center. Free entry blanks at all Tom McCann and Chess King stores in the Detroit area. Winner selected in random drawing of all entries received. Contest closes September 10th.
Thank you.
Johnson T. And Lucretia McEvil at 1040 on WKNR 13 with Bill Garcia. Okay, right now, time to call WKNR 298-4600. I'll take the third caller at 298-4600. We'll talk about Elvis. Four record Elvis album is in store and a pair of tickets to see him in person.
Don't play that song for me.
Pairs of tickets, and who do we have on our line? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Callie Crane, right?
Right.
Of Romulus. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right, listen, I've got the question, and I want you to come up with the answer. If you do, you win an album, which is the four record set, Elvis album, and a pair of tickets to see Elvis in person September 11th, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Here
is the question. Elvis leaves the Hotel International for his first in-person concert in more than a decade, beginning September 9th in Phoenix. In what city will Elvis appear on September 11th? You already got it, right?
What?
You just won yourself a pair of tickets.
Oh.
I just saying Detroit. And an album, okay?
Okay.
And enjoy yourself at the show.
Huh?
Enjoy yourself at the show.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Good. Callie Crane of Romulus. Thank you very much, Callie, for listening to WKNR. Bye.
Time.
want you, need you, I love you. 1047 on WKNR 13 with Bill Garcia. And again, congratulations to Callie Crane of Romulus for winning a pair of tickets and an album to see Elvis live and in person at the Olympia September 11th. Gonna dig it.
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk, the almighty Hawk. Mr. Wind takes care of any business around wintertime. The place that I lived in was on a street that happened to be one of the dead-end streets, where there was nothing to block the wind, the elements, nothing to buffer them for me, to keep them from knocking my bed down, Jim. I mean, really sucking it to me. When the boiler was bust and the heat was gone, Jim, I had to get fully dressed before I could go to bed. Of course, I couldn't put on my goulash because they had buckles on them. My folks didn't play that. They said, don't you tear my bed clothes and goulashes on. But I was fortunate. I was big enough to get a job and save enough money, get a ticket, catch anything, I split. I said, one day I'm going to return, and I'm going to straighten it all out. And I'm about ready to go back now. So I thought I'd tell you about it.
They say this is a big, rich town, but I live in the poorest part.
If a man ever needed dying here,
You think maybe we could, you know, like, hold it up for a few minutes? I just called my local pizzeria, and I got a pizza on the way. Hardeen Taylor, Indiana Wasby. And that would offer Tammy from Livonia. See, I didn't forget. 10:54. I don't know what you can't with Bill Gargancy around till Pat St. John's time.
Whatever you do to the rest of you, your face belongs to Noxzema.
Soap's okay for the rest of you, but greaseless, medicated Noxzema skin cream helps fight surface blemishes, keeps your skin Noxzema clear. Noxzema Natural.
Your face belongs to Noxzema.
Is Sally Eaton, and I'm in here. You know, my skin still breaks out a little bit. Another kid in the show used Therablem, and I tried Therablem. It helps dry them out, and it helps cover them up, too. I'll be glad when I never have acne, but until then, I'm happy about Therablem.
She's not the only kid in the show that uses Therablem.
Hi, I'm Bill Garcia, and I'm always in hot water. It's anyway. Let's take a look at the Gator calendar. Boys ages 9 to 12 years in the Southfield School District can report to the Southfield Civic Center weekdays, 5:15 p.m. for Little League football. Bring full equipment according to high school football reading. And go get them, Gifford. WKNR with Bill Garcia via the radio, keeping you company.